842 at the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA, WTMA.com, 556-1250 is the way you connect to us telephonically, like Frank Knapp has done. He's the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce up in Columbia. Good morning, Frank, and welcome to WTMA.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You've got some things you'd like to tell us about on how small businesses can actually save money when it comes to their health care coverage.
Absolutely. You know, we were formed in the year 2000, and one of the issues that we've been always on is how do we reduce the cost of health insurance for small businesses and their employees. We had a survey by the Small Business for America's Future, which I co-chair this year, and they found that small businesses were being crushed by the cost of health care. And in fact, 50% of small business owners that offer group health insurance considered dropping it because of costs. So we have launched, along with the South Carolina Primary Healthcare Association, a statewide campaign to educate small business owners about their three ways that they or their employees can save money on quality health insurance. November 1st, I guess that's this coming Monday, the window of opportunity for enrolling in the Affordable Care Act Marketplace, that is the federal program that has subsidies for getting quality health insurance, that opens up again, the open enrollment period. And they have changed the rules, John, regarding who could get subsidies. It used to be that you had to be below 400% of the federal poverty level to get subsidies, which, of course, makes the insurance affordable. Well, they've lifted that this year in April. And so now almost anybody who can go into that marketplace to get a policy can get subsidies, whether it's the employer for themselves or the employees for themselves. It is really going to be a game changer for small business owners who were locked out of getting subsidies in the past because they made over 400% of the federal poverty level. Now they can actually get premium assistance and make their health insurance more affordable. So this is good news for employers. It's good news for the employees. What they found already this year from, like, I think it was April 1st through May 31st, because of these rule changes, 35,573 South Carolinians signed up for new policies. 34 of them already had policies through the marketplace, and they saved on average 40% of their premiums. Fully 35% of those policies issued during that time were for less than $10 a month. I mean, this is an opportunity people just can't afford to miss. We got to have everybody to get health insurance, and this is a great opportunity. We want to make sure small businesses know what is available to them.
How can they go that low, Frank? How can it be that cheap? It's health insurance.
Well, the bottom line is here is that the federal marketplaces through the Affordable Care Act always had subsidies for low and moderate income people.
Right.
Those subsidies were always there. They've simply adjusted them so that that assistance is even larger now. So it is through the federal government that this is doing it. It's encouraging people to get and pay for their own health insurance so that their cost, if they go to a hospital, because, you know, people without health insurance, John, they're still going to get health care. They're just going to go to the hospital, emergency room, right? And guess where that cost goes? It goes to you and me who have health insurance. So this has always been the point of trying to get everybody with some form of health insurance. Cut down the upward push on health insurance for those of us who buy our health insurance, either through our business or individually, and have everybody sort of pay their own way. For people who can't afford it, well, then we need to make sense what the federal government is doing. Is helping them make it very, very affordable for them.
All right, how can we find out more about this, Frank Knapp?
Tell you what, I'm going to give you a number, and this is for any small business owner who wants to find out if they could be saving money either on the group health that they're paying for or their own individual policy, and how they can help their employees really get affordable health insurance. Just call my office. Call 803-252-5733. 803-252-5733. We're not selling insurance. You don't have to be a member to get get us to help you with this. It's simply that it's our mission. We want to cut the for small businesses and their owners on health care. So, John, again, 803-252-5733. 5733. It'll come right to me, and I will talk to them and see how we can get them some help.
They can probably contact you through your website, too.
Yeah, and they go to the website, www.scsbc.org, scsbc.org. Everything about us is on that website, and also how to contact us. But this is really crucial. This is a great time. It's an opportunity. We have got to have small business owners use this opportunity for themselves and for their employees to really save money on health care costs.
All right. Sounds good. Frank Knapp from the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. Once again, their website is scsbc.org. SCSBC.org. Frank, it's been a pleasure. You have yourself a great day. 848 at the Big Talker, 1250 WTMA.